And good afternoon to you. Thank you for being on board. Glad to have you with us here on a Tuesday, which feels like a Monday. Yeah, it does. And, well, actually, it feels like Friday, but it's only Tuesday. But anyway, we're glad to have you with us. Blustery day, wasn't it? Whoa, I'm telling you the truth. And I don't know what the gusts were, but they said up to 30 mile an hour, and in the higher elevations up to 50. Wouldn't be surprised, I'll be fair with you, if we didn't have something, you know, of over 30, at least where we were. And so we're working up in the upper Sapphire community, and I don't know. I try to take the elevation one day when I'm up there, but Sapphire itself is like 3,100 feet. But where we go, we climb to the top of the mountain in behind, what's that called? Whispering Pines? What's that called in there? Anyway, it's a good ways up. And so, not sure. I guess we were up close to 4,000. And the wind was whistling. I'm talking about it was a coming through there. And I don't think there was anything between there and the North Pole but a barbed wire fence. And I think two strands of it were on the ground. Cold. I mean cold. It was to the point I tried to throw a rope, or with a big old heavy hook on, tried to throw a rope up to one of the guys in the basket, and the wind blew it off. I mean, I couldn't even hit. The wind blew it sideways. It was something. So anyway, yeah, wind burnt, wind chapped, chapped lips, sunburnt. But other than that, otherwise, fine this afternoon. Glad to have you with us on a Tuesday. Let's see what's going on traffic-wise. Well, I'm glad to see that it's not a barrel of fish hooks yet. Well, I mean, it was last night. They had the it was pretty mean with the closings and one thing and another. And anyway, it is. Today, though, we're in pretty good shape. This morning, the traffic tie-up on I-26 shut it down. Five-car accident. Just a real mess. Was that this morning or yesterday morning? It's one morning. Anyway, it all runs together. We're glad to have you with us. We are slow westbound between... Today it's in the construction zone between the Parkway and 191, so that stretch in there. So we're off the pace by 10 to 15 miles an hour through there. It's moving, but it's off the pace. We're also slow on 112, which is Sardis Road, and then we're a little slow as we pull out onto 40 westbound and the junction. And then there's still whatever they're doing in Biltmore Forest, the actual Biltmore Estate, where I-40 goes through the Biltmore Estate. And that is from Highway 25 to the river there at I-26. And so westbound there is off the pace as well. Slow in the downtown Asheville area if you're heading west. We know that. And a little backup on the bridge today, but nothing coming down from UNCA. So that looks fine. 25A, they're about like normal, not too much. A little more traffic at the 191-146 intersection, and that whole section through there. You never see 146 slow from 191 heading east toward 26. You don't see that much, but you're seeing it today, and I have no idea why that's the case. All right. Well, we are glad again to have you on board. We'd love to hear from you. 577-1296, 577-1296. And that is our text line, 577-1296. And then you can also call us on the voice line today, and that's 828-884-9427. 828-884-9427. And again, love to hear from you. All right. Okay. Well, let me say again, thank God for His mercy and for His grace, and appreciate all the ways that the Lord continues to help us, and He does. And I don't know why the Lord's so good to us, but He is. He is. He's good to us, and I don't understand it. I stand amazed how gracious the Lord is to us on a daily basis. Let me quickly tell you here that in the upstate of South Carolina, we have, come on now, you're playing tricks on me here. Okay, here we go. I lost Greenville there for a minute, but I think I found it. All right, there you go. You can't miss it with all this red ink, yeah. Way slow this afternoon. Now, we're slow, we're moderate, slow, and slower. Well, today we're slower, southbound. Yeah, we're off the pace considerably, and it is looks like it's bumper to bumper because it extends up past 101 to the north. Yeah, starts slowing down. Well, not far after you get past 290 over there, heading south, it'll start slowing down, and it's going to get way off the pace by the time you get down to the airport. Pick back up as you get near Pelham. But going the other direction, it's slower down around the exchange. Yeah, it's slower in the northbound and around 385, and then it'll moderate as it gets up near Pelham. Everything else looks about like normal, and I don't see too many wrecks today. I'm not sure. Yeah, I've got a couple of things that look a little slow, but I don't know in town, but I don't know if anything that's going on right off. Well, I tell you what I wish we had this afternoon. I wished we had wind reports, because that would probably be interesting to have wind as opposed to having temperature, because this afternoon the temperatures are cool, but the winds have been mean. I'm talking about mean. The wind is coming out of the north, and it has been averaging about 15 miles an hour, and in the past hour, Asheville has recorded a gust up to 25 miles per hour. So I don't think I'm far off when it comes to those saying that we were up above 30 mile per hour. I don't think we were far off on that at all. It's considerably warmer when you get out of the mountains. We're at 54 right now, but a big variance because when you get down to Greer, they're in pretty good shape. They're at 67. Yeah, so that's a pretty good spread. Little more than we're used to. But the mountains are again catching this wind. There's a wind advisory, and it doesn't extend into Transylvania, which is surprising, but it does take in Henderson County, Polk, and then all of the foothill counties. It also includes Buncombe County, and then, interesting, doesn't include Madison. Well, that's odd. But it includes Yancey and all of our friends up in Mitchell, that whole section up through there. Yeah, it's, and by the way, it's already in the 40s up there, so it's, with that wind, it's going to be cold. Yeah, it's going to feel really cold tonight, because we are going to start seeing the effect of wind chill. Yeah, you can also see the big variance between where this thing came through. The temperature, as I talked about, it's a lot warmer in the upstate and south and east than it is here across the Appalachians. And weatherman says tonight, not as cold as we've seen it. We have seen it colder than this, but it's going to be cool. Here's the issue. It's going to be about 38 degrees with wind gust up to 23 miles per hour. And if you don't think that's not cold for October, I'm telling you, it'll freeze you. And so that's the plan. The wind's calming down a little bit tomorrow, 66. I'm glad to hear that. Tomorrow night, some increasing clouds, low around 45. And then on Thursday, showers are likely, mainly afternoon, the high about 54, so about where we are now. And that wind's going to change out, be coming out of the east-southeast. And as that precipitation comes up, I think, from the Gulf, chance of precipitation is about 70%. We're looking at between a quarter and a half inch of rain out of it on Thursday afternoon. For Thursday night, showers low around 47. That'll be a cold rain. And it's about a 90% chance of showers on Thursday night. And then we have showers again on Friday. And the chance of precipitation is at 70%. And 50% chance of showers Friday night, 43. Showers likely on Saturday before 4 p.m., high 55. And Saturday night, 30% chance of showers before 7, low of 43. Well, that's not good news for the construction side, I will tell you that. That's not good. But that's not good news. But the good news is that by the time we get into Monday, she's cleared back out. That is hugely important, yeah, for us. So I'll tell you more about that coming up in just a second. The listener's portion today, the 26th day of the month of October. Shouldn't we be saying September? Shouldn't we be saying, I don't know, I'm not ready for it to be. Well, are you ready for it to be Thanksgiving? I don't know. I don't know what's up with that. It just doesn't seem right. You know that it's that time of the year. Anyway, we are, it's the 26th, unless the calendar's wrong, it's the 26th day of the month of October 2021. And the listener's portion today being sponsored by Vaughn's Heating and Cooling. In honor of the day, Mark Vaughn's wife, Nikki, was saved. It was so good to be a part of her true salvation experience. Mark also thanks the Lord for showing him on the 31st of last year that his pride had blinded him and he was lost and needed to be saved. And he got saved on his way to a tree stand. And we say hallelujah and appreciate the Vaughns and appreciate Mark's testimony and appreciate Vaughn's Heating and Cooling. God bless you. Thank you for sponsoring the general budget today. And then 94.9. And the Anchor Broadcasting Network today being sponsored by Candace Jackson in honor of her church, the Berean Baptist Church in Ellijay, Georgia. And we appreciate that very, very much. Good to have friends down in Ellijay. And I'm wondering, I'm assuming it's an internet listener, but I'm wondering, can you hear the AM down there? Yeah, anytime. So you might, it's possible. We did signal searches down in that part of the world, and we had to do measurements a long time ago. I could hear the station on War Woman Mountain, which is not far from Ellijay. Yeah, that's a long time ago. Let's see here. 30 days until Thanksgiving. Yeah, that don't seem right. Birthdays today, Tina Johnson, congratulations. Adrian Dodson, congratulations. God bless you. Glad to wish you a happy birthday today. Let's see who in the world's on with us today. And I wished I knew a little more French. I do. I wished I had a little better understanding of that language. What happens is when you try to pronounce it using another language, another alphabet, it don't work. I learned that the hard way. Don't work. No. I tried a little Spanish pronunciation on some of those words. Nah. Didn't do it good at all. No. They have no clue what I'm saying. So anyway, well, we're primarily Haiti. It would be our biggest French speaking ear that we minister is Haiti. And of course they speak French, but they also speak a Creole, which is I don't know what Creole is, just to be fair with you. I don't know what it is. I don't know that they know what it is. It's a recognized language, but it's I don't know what it is. Let's look at some towns today. Arden, Asheville, Avon, Belmont. We must have a whole church, a big church, listening to us in Belmont. They're all over the map today. Brevard. And then, again, I wished I knew how to say this. This is probably French, but I'm not sure. Is it Conneaut? Conneaut? Ohio? Connect. How do you say that? And then, this is French. Dollard. I believe I can say that okay. Dollard. Des Ormeaux. But I'm not sure that's how they say it. But it's in Quebec, Canada, and so pronounces with the French language. Denver, Colorado's on this afternoon. Fort Mill, Franklin, Greenville, Greer, Hendersonville, Houston, Joplin, Juneau, and all kind of places. Juneau's with us this afternoon a lot. The capital of Alaska. The only American capital that you don't have a highway to it. You can't get there by car. Nope, there's no road to Juneau. Lenore, Lincoln, Marion, Miami, Morrisville, Murphy, Nassau, Ottawa, Ontario, Raleigh, San Jose, Somerset, Massachusetts, Spartanburg, Springdale, Silva, and I see the United Kingdom and Europe, but I'm not sure where in Europe. Got a couple of United Kingdoms listening today. And that kind of rounds out the listening audience. Not sure of all of those. And then those that are watching. Yeah. Are you repeating what you are saying? Watching on Facebook. Oh. If you are from the radio, okay, so if you listen to the radio, or even if you listen to WGCR.net, and you move over to Facebook, how much is the delay on Facebook? About what? Takes a little bit.
8 to 10 seconds.
Yeah, so there's about an 8 to 10 second delay on Facebook versus WGCR.net.
Yes.
And then there's a delay on WGCR.net versus WGCR AM. And then you'll actually hear a little difference between the AM and the FM. It's not much, but it's enough to where we can't listen to it here on the air monitor. Drive you crazy. I mean, you can't stand it. I've done it too many times. I've tried it too many times. Well, before we go any further, let me just mention that a very, very faithful, faithful listener for all the years of WGCR, Miss Ray Bain, Randy Bain's mom, went home to be with the Lord early this morning. And I tell you, she had the radio on just about full time. And we knew the Baines, loved and appreciated them. They love the radio station now, I'm telling you. And Brother RF and Miss Ray, they love the station. And I remember when it was 1,000 watts, they couldn't hardly hear it in zirconia. And when it went up, they were so excited. And we want to send out our condolences to the Bain family, and just say that our hearts are saddened with you. I know it's a blessed thing, but it's still hard to say goodbye. It don't matter how sick somebody is, you know. It's just hard to say goodbye. So thank you for letting us know that this morning, and then also, thank God for her memory. Yeah. Okay, so I'm getting the elevation 3189. Okay, at least that's interesting because that's the same one when I ran it. That's the same one that I got for Sapphire. So I'm not sure if that's the actual at the camp or if that's I assume it is. But we have to go up considerably higher, and then we have to go back down into a valley to get there. So the wind was a whistling this morning, now I'm telling you, through the tops of the trees. Good to see Brother Vanny and Miss Geraldine. Good to have Gary. Good to have Brother Wallace, Miss Kathy, Miss Cricket. Good to have JD down in Greenwood. And then so here's the definition. Haitian Creole. A French-based vernacular language that developed in the late 17th and early 18th centuries. Okay. And, of course, they speak a Creole in New Orleans. And you can't hardly understand them. when you get down in that country. They're hard to understand. Of course, there's a I call it a Creole. They say it's not Creole. But down in the low country of South Carolina, there's a language called Geechee. And then there's another one called, what is the other one? Geechee, and I just lost it. Anyway, there's another one. Gullah. Geechee and Gullah. Yeah, Geechee and Gullah. And that's spoken in South Carolina, in the low country. Joseph's with us this afternoon, and Pakistan's on board. Good to see Brother Akbar. All right, thank you very much. All right, thank you. Someone is mentioning, they said, listening to the FM, and said, always listen to the FM, said, if possible, said, it's clearer than the AM or Facebook. Clearer than Facebook. Okay, that's unusual. But okay, we'll take it. We're glad that's the case. 4412, glad to hear from you this afternoon. Thank you very much. Well, we are, as folks who've been listening know, that we're in a huge construction project. And right now it's demolition. But it's not just tearing down, it's taking down piece by piece. There's a difference. Demolition, you can take a Traco and smash it in a matter of hours. When you're pulling boards off and pulling the nails out, it takes a little longer than that. So we're in our second week of our prep and taking down the building, which was formerly the dining hall at Camp Buck, the Presbyterian camp in Sapphire. A big exposed truss building. And it's gorgeous. And we're taking it down piece by piece. We started taking off some roof panels today, started taking off some plywood. But I'm telling you, the wind was in such a way that we had a tough time. And we were taking out insulation, and it was grabbing that insulation and blowing it all over the place. And it was tough. It was real tough, and so we had a cable come off on the lull, so we spent the morning working on it. So that was a little bit of downtime, and we've got another one. We're having an issue with a tilt basket. We're trying to get the basket to tilt on it and side to side, and can't. And so that's a little bit of an issue, but. We're posing ourselves till next week. I was talking about the weather next week. On next Monday morning, AR Construction out of Asheville will make their way following us. They'll go into the Upper Whitewater community, and they'll stay a week. They're staying in the community. And we'll start work each morning at 7:30, which puts us leaving here with a convoy of trucks and trailers at about 6:15 for our crew. And then they'll work until 5, and then after that we'll start cleaning up and loading and all those things, then come back and unload everything that we've taken down that day. So our group's going to miss Bible college next week. And we're having to pull everybody. We're having to pull all the girls, all the boys, everybody, just to try to make it all happen. So appreciate your prayers, and appreciate how the Lord has blessed us, and we are very grateful for the donation to this building. And if we had to put it back, we wouldn't be putting it back. If we had to pay for it, I'll assure you that. Okay, yeah. Somebody's wanting to, I said they didn't catch it. Miss Ray Bain died, and that's Randy Bain's mom. And she passed this morning, and preceded in death by her husband R.F. And so, of course, folks know the Bain family, lived on Green River. My wife's related to them. Matter of fact, my wife's grandparents are buried down there because they were, I think. my wife's grandfather was a grandfather's mom was a Bain. I believe that's right. And so, yeah, the so please pray for the Bain family and their bereavement. Also, please pray for the Coates family, Brother Brian Coates' sister. She went home to be with the Lord last Thursday. She's 31 years old. She died of COVID. And so, yeah, want you to please remember that. And then ask you to please pray for Hannah McKinney. She's now in the Elizabeth House. And so asking that for much prayers. Hannah is only 15. And she is quite possibly doesn't have very much longer left here on this earth. And so please remember her, that the Lord will touch her and bless her family as well. Would you do that? Would you do that? Thank you. Somebody asked about an update on Reggie. He texted me today, him personally. Yeah, and he didn't say much, but it was off of his phone. The last time, last Thursday, Bridget had his phone. And she was texting me on his phone, but I could tell it was her. But today, it still looks like it's from him. And, of course, he's saying, God bless y'all. So, hallelujah. Thank you. And appreciate, he is growing stronger. We are hearing some good things, that he is improving a little bit now. As far as him being able to ever go back on the road, or you know, I don't know. I got word that a good friend from the Toksoa community is in the hospital with COVID, and I ask you to remember that. And Brother Ben Carper, he's doing better. He's at home, and he's able to do some recordings of the Bright Spot Hour. So, yeah, he's doing better. So, I was trying to figure out what kin we are. Well, I say kin. We're not kin. We're kin by marriage. Well, if you count goats, we're kin. He has the dad to my little billy goat. Okay, So Ben has, I think that goat's a Kiko. I believe it's a black Kiko. And, of course, I've got pygmies. And but he's got the dad to my pygmy, little man. And so, yeah, we're goat in-laws. I don't know how you would figure that up, how you count that. But anyway, well, we are... Let me mention this. It's been cold. It's been all these other things. But I'll tell you what, it's been amazing. We started up at Sapphire, and it was still green. Everything was green. And you could just see a little bit of the locust had turned, and you could see just a little bit of the color in some of the sourwood. That started at the top of the mountain, and that thing has come down that mountain. It's like somebody has dumped paint up there. And we've got to watch that color come down. And I think it was yesterday. Was it yesterday? Did it come a little shower rain? When was it? Was it yesterday? It was amazing. It was indescribable, the color. I mean, absolutely gorgeous. And all the different colors and the variations. An artist, you know, trying to copy it can't do justice to it. And on one tree, one side will be green, the other side will be red, and then variations in between. Oh, beautiful. Hardwood forest and all of it turning. It is amazing. Some of the best color that I've seen in a long time. I think a lot of people missed it, though. I think they were here last week looking for the leaves. And you really still had to go up to the tops to, you know, to get it, to see it. But it's coming into the valleys now. And low, it'll be next week, probably before things peak. And then of course, rain event and then this wind, it's taken a lot of them down already. But the rain event coming, then it may also take some of them off. But it I will say this, it has been, you know, I spend my time in and out. You know, I'm in and out of the car, in and out of the house, in and out of the church. But to spend all day, every day outside and with that beautiful vista of the eastern escarpment of the Blue Ridge, we're looking back at it actually from the eastern side of the Eastern Continental Divide. We're looking back at it, and it's pretty amazing. It really is. So it's been good. Well, let me share with you a couple of other things, if I can, that I wanted to mention. And I have a lot of people asking me questions about things, current events, and I'm going to be honest with you. I am in you have no data. I have very little cell service. Can't hardly get a text through of where we are. So I guess I'm going to tell on myself. I guess I've kindly enjoyed it. Just not knowing what in the world is going on. It's been good. Because it seems like that it's just, it just seems like that it is nothing but bad news and worse news. And then, and it just seems, I know. And, of course, all of the different things with the budget and the fight and all the things and, you know, 1.5 trillion versus, you know, 4.5 trillion. And I don't guess I fully understand, you know, don't fully understand. All I know about how you can spend your way out of debt. Yeah, and that's the truth. Well, I will change gears. You won't like this, but it's okay. I'm going to share it with you. It come out today that the Food and Drug Administration advisors have this panel. They are making a recommendation to vaccinate children, elementary age children. And Pfizer has asked the FDA for approval of its COVID vaccine for children ages 5 to 11. And so they are supposed to look at this and then make decisions. The U.S. health advisors today endorsed the kid-sized doses of Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine. And that, of course, moves it closer to becoming available for school children. One of the things that concerns me about it, there's a lot of things that concerns me about it, but one of the things that concerns me about it is that if they mandate that school children have it because it's now available, they can't mandate something you can't get, okay? But once they do that, once they approve it, then there's no excuse not to have it in the government's eyes. So there's concern that unvaccinated children will be not allowed to attend on-site programs. That's not been announced, it's not been said, but it's been talked about. You better know it's been talked about. Behind liberal doors, it's been talked about. Also, just say this, that, you know, there is heart-related side effects. We know that. We know that there are heart-related side effects with introducing the spike protein, whether it's naturally or through a vaccination. There are people who, they experience cardiopulmonary inflammation, and the FDA looked at it and said, well, it's rare in teens. rare, because it's rare. It's happened, but it's rare in teens, and the teens are going to get a much higher dose of the vaccine than these 5 to 11 year olds. So that's what the word is. Okay. If you've not been following the inflation and all the things going on with inflation, I'm telling you, that's one of the biggest things that's facing us right now. Is the whole inflationary spiral. And I saw something the other day on the liberal media, and it said, well, if you don't count food and fuel, inflation's only running at 3%. So if you don't eat, you don't go nowhere, then you're fine. I mean, even a hearse uses fuel. Even a backhoe that digs the grave uses fuel. But if you don't count fuel and you don't count food, we're fine. Well, that's what they said. It's getting out of hand, and certain things have gone up pretty dramatically, and are going up fast. And as a result of that, there are, you know, always, well, it's going to get higher, or there's going to be shortages, and so let's go buy it right quick. And so that in itself is a self-fulfilling prophecy. If people think it's going to be short and they all go buy it, then it becomes short. And it doesn't really matter what it is. If enough people thought that you were going to run out of something, then they would be willing to, you know, be willing to pay, you know, they're going to run, and they're going to pay extra, and they're going to, you know, scoff it all up. Well, I don't know how to tell you this, but there was something, unless it's been rescinded, this goes all the way back to Obama. And, it's a while back, but during the Obama administration, there was a whole group of bills, or not bills, but I guess executive orders, that were combined into one. And in that, a lot of it, I just breezed over it. But one of them, actually, it's two things caught my attention. Number one, in the event of whatever they call a national emergency, whatever that is, that the Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms Agency would have the right to confiscate guns and ammunition if someone had too much of it, that they could get it, they could come get it and confiscate it legally under this. It's not a bill, because nobody ever voted on it. It never would have passed. It was just an executive action. Well, that's bad, and everybody expects it, but it's still bad. But here's the one nobody expected. That in the event of a national emergency, and what's a national emergency? Well, COVID was a national emergency. Far as I know, is North Carolina not still under a national emergency? Are we still, right now, are we not still in a national emergency? I mean, a state emergency? I think so. I don't know to what extent, but anyway, the United States Department of Agriculture would have the right to come into your home and take away excessive amounts of food if you were hoarding it. Food that you bought for, food that you paid for, food that you paid tax before you bought it, that you paid sales tax on, and yeah, that the United States Department of Agriculture would have the right to come in and take it away from you. I'm not making it up, but it's only under an emergency. But you know how easily you can have an emergency? We've seen that, haven't we? Real easily. Yeah. I go back to my, I guess I'm a broken record, but I go back to my same old. Everybody, I've been saying this for what, how many years? Longer than I can remember. That everybody ought to have some cash on hand for when the bank doesn't open or when the credit card machine quits working, internet failure. If you live on cards only and you have no cash about you, it's dangerous. Somebody said, well, it's dangerous to have cash on you. Well, it's dangerous not to have some on you. And I'm serious. It really is. It's dangerous not to have something you can get your hands on in the event that, something goes wrong with the system. You have a computer outage, whatever it is. Verizon goes down again, or whatever it is. Some cash. I prefer 20s. I can carry $20 worth of stuff at the store if I have to. I can carry $20 worth. So $20 bills are the most fungible means of American currency. Okay? You need food that you like on hand. And I urge folks not to buy tens of thousands of pounds of beans and rice unless you really like beans and rice. Just buy extra of what you eat ordinarily. Just get extra. Quit living out of the dollar store. Quit living out of the convenience store. Go buy what we call big groceries. I'll ask my wife, I said, did you buy big groceries? She said, no, I just picked up a few things. Well, those are the daily stops. Fresh bread, fresh milk. But what about the big groceries? What happens is we begin to live off of those daily stops, and then we don't have anything in the house. So, and then also you have to think about, what if this winter the power goes out? What if these 30-mile-an-hour gusts tonight short out a transformer or short out a substation, Lord forbid? Some of these substations, there are no replacement parts for them. I'm not making that up. Now, they're working to do some switching around some of this stuff. But some of these big transformers that have to be brought in on a low boy set with a crane, you can't just go over here to the yard and get one. You got to get it from the manufacturer. And the shortages are bad because of all the storms this year. Big time storms. And it has shorted out a bunch of substations. And so the manufacturers are running behind. So it could be that our COVID, along with the active hurricane season, could mean extended power outages should your power go out. Just saying. So, somebody said, Pastor, anymore you can carry $20 worth in your hands. That's exactly what I was, that's what I always say. I can carry $20 worth. I guarantee I can carry $20 worth. Oh, yeah. See, it got to where they wouldn't give you change. Oh, I'll get my change. I'll pick up enough stuff, and I'll figure I can carry $20 worth. I can put $20 worth of gas in a jug, you know. Ain't hard. Yeah. So, you know what I'm trying to say? 20s. And enough for several weeks. And enough groceries. And this is not anything that I'm not a prepper. I am not. No, sir, I don't. I'm not going through the tribulation. No, sir, I'm not. I'm heading out. At the voice of the archangel and the trump of God. Yep. The shout. It's going to take place pretty well simultaneously, and I'm leaving here. And I hope you are. So all that, all that stuff's packed back. It's not going to, if you're saved, it's not going to do you any good. Okay? But I do tell you that you need prepared. FEMA says you need 3 weeks worth of stuff on hand. FEMA says that, 3 weeks worth of medicine. The problem is people don't do that either. We wait till prescription bottle gets empty, then we go get it filled, and it takes a couple of days, and then we, that's how we do it. We need to be getting the medicine ahead. And so that means you need to fill it just as quickly as you can. Okay, you need to go just as quickly as you can. And, you know. And somebody brings up a good point. you know, if you say, well, what am I going to do if I have my, you know, I've got a generator and I've got groceries and people are blowing their money. What do I tell you to do with your COVID money? What do I tell people to do with it? Get prepared. You weren't expecting it. You didn't work for it. Get prepared. People didn't, but I told them to. You need to get prepared. Buy some things that you normally would not buy. Buy some things you normally would not invest in. Okay? Yeah. And just get ahead. Quit living out of a grocery bag. You know what I mean by that? You don't even put them up. Because they don't stay in the house long enough to put them in the cabinet. You live out of the bag. You bring the bag in, set it down on the table, and you live out of the bag. Quit living out of the bag. I'm serious. Quit it. Number one, it's expensive. Number two, what are you going to do when that store ain't open anymore? Due to COVID or due to whatever. So I thought, oh, COVID's about a thing of the past. Preacher, quit talking about that. Friend, I don't know how to explain this to you. We just got through with a huge flare-up here locally. And we're just down to here. We've only experienced Delta. Do you realize it's the things up past Lambda Mu? There's already a bunch more, and I don't even know what those are. I've not researched it lately. Oh, yeah. Way on up there. Colombian is the next one. Mu, M-U, or Mu. And if you're a fraternity brother, you say mu. But if you are a Greek professor, you say mu. Anyway, yeah, it's raging. Lambda is Filipino. The one we're still on, Delta, and that's from India. That's old stuff there. That thing's mutated so many times since then. Oh yeah, we could have a hit of something, another variant that would make the two we've had look small. And even Fauci says that they're not sure that the vaccines would even be effective against a variant of that magnitude. Their words, not mine. So, yeah. I've got Bible college tonight. I have to go. I've got to teach. Thank you for being with us. Thank the Lord for his mercy. We appreciate you being alongside. I've got a couple of things that I wanted to share with you, but they'll wait till a different time. You say, well, why do you do that? Well, some of it just doesn't fit, you know? Doesn't fit the spirit of what we're doing or what we're saying. Just too big of a transition to jump from one thing to the other, that big, that far, you know? Sometimes you can just go bam, 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 and just jump around, but sometimes you got to kind of, yeah. So we'll save it for another day, okay? And speaking of another day, I will be here, I think, tomorrow. Pretty sure I'll be here tomorrow because I've got to preach tomorrow night. Depending on Brother Eddie's schedule, not sure I'll be here rest of the week and may not be here at all next week. We'll see. Okay, we'll see. Yeah, it's that crunch time. It really is. Okay? All right. Thank you again for being with us. Ask you to pray for the needs that have already been mentioned and ask you to pray for little Hannah McKinney. And pray that her crossing is comfortable and that the Lord gives her that grace that she needs. And, yeah. And by the way, there's a scam. Duke Power calling people, telling them they're going to turn the power off if they don't give them money right now. Yep, I've got a report of it. Can't verify it, but I got a report of it. Be on the lookout. Duke Power typically don't call you and tell you they're going to cut your power off. Nope, they don't typically do that. At least they didn't used to when I was doing it. I used to be the one to cut your power off. I didn't call you. I just come to your house. You leave a notice on your door, and then If you didn't heed the notice, then I'd cut it off. But even then, if you had the money when I got there, I'd have to take the money. Back in the day, I had to deal in cash. Yeah. I couldn't cut somebody's power off if they're standing there with their money. Wouldn't let you. Things are different now, but yeah, I know. All right, got to go. Thank you so much. Let's pray. Father, we do thank you for your mercy and goodness. We pray for Brother Galloway in the hospital with COVID. Touch him. We pray, Lord, for all these other situations that are before us. We pray for little Hannah. Please, Lord, intervene there. And, Lord, intervene in her family's life as well. Lord, we love you. We thank you. We bless you for your goodness and for your grace. And, Lord, how good you've been to us. We thank you. Now, Lord, I pray that you'd accept our praise, as feeble as it is. And, Lord, may we be found faithful. We love you and thank you for loving us. We plead the blood and pray in Christ's name. Amen and amen. I'm Pastor Randy Barton. Till we meet again, whether on the air or in the air, may God richly bless you, is my prayer.